This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Catherine Donnelly.
Good morning and welcome back to Stock Day. Today we have Dwight Drury joining us from Hemp Inc., OTC Pink Sheets, ticker symbol H-E-M-P. Hi, Dwight. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And you're here to discuss with us a little bit about hemp and Hemp University.
Yes.
So can you give me a little bit of information about your background and how you got involved with Hemp Inc.?
My background is a real estate business, primarily in Mojave and Clark County, Nevada. I got involved with Hemp Inc. years ago when I was approached by Mr. Bruce Berlewin, CEO of Hemp Inc., about acquiring land for a project that he had in mind to go along with the growing of hemp in Arizona. And that project was the Veterans Village Kins Communities.
Okay, and how did you get the idea for the Veteran Village Kins Community?
I got it from Bruce Berlewin. He was very interested in doing something along with the hemp growing project that would be a community benefit.
Okay. And how are the veterans benefiting from this project?
We're encouraging, we're not done with the project yet. We've been building it for 3 years. It'll be done hopefully by the first phase by middle next year. But we're encouraging veterans, as well as others, but primarily the veterans, to come to our educational center, which is a holistic educational center that would teach people how to live off-grid with solar and their own wells on the property and able to grow products that would sustain their lifestyles. And that's basically what Veterans Village is designed to do.
Okay, that's a very interesting concept. So what are you planning to do with the hemp after it is grown?
Well, that's really not my bailiwick.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, hemp has 20,000 different products that you can use it for. Primarily, the hemp that we grow on our property, we're going to hopefully develop it into CBDs for the hemp oil, which is now becoming very popular as a pain remedy, as well as a lot of other things.
Yes, it certainly is. All right, so this is really the eco-village system that you're talking about. About how long do you think that it will take to finish development and this plan to come to fruition?
Well, the first phase of the project should be open in the second quarter of next year. But in terms of how long it would take to finish, it's just going to be an ongoing process. We'll be adding to it and developing it and changing it as we go along and learn the things that are necessary to make it a success.
Okay. And do you see it eventually carrying on to other states and having other project sites?
Yeah, ours is a pilot program that hopefully will be adapted by others in other states, yes.
Okay. And exactly what is your location?
We're located off of Highway 93, or now it's the new 11, mile marker 45, and we can be reached by a dirt road 8 miles west of the highway off of Cottonwood Road and Amana Road.
So I see that you guys are looking for volunteers. How would interested volunteers contact you?
They can reach us at our website, ecogold22@gmail.com. I meant our address, email address.
Okay, can you repeat it again for me, please?
ECOGOLD22, the numbers 22, mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Okay, and once again, that was ECOGOLD22@gmail.com. And are you looking for volunteers that are just previous veterans or really anybody that might be interested in the eco-village living?
We're looking for volunteers, anybody that has an interest in our program, what we're doing. Some will come to learn and get involved, and some will come just to help as a community volunteer. But we've got all kinds of needs, and we're receiving people to help us.
Well, it definitely sounds like an interesting idea, and I wish you the best of luck with that. In closing here on the show, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
Just that we're very sensitive about the situation that the veterans are in these days, and we haven't isolated just veterans for this project, but we are encouraging them to come aboard, and hopefully that'll solve some of the problems we have in the veterans industries these days.
Well, perfect. Well, once again, we've been speaking with Dwight Jory, Project Manager at Hemp Inc. We hope to have you back here in a couple months to give our listeners an update.
Wonderful.
And thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.